It is 8 to 5. Enda Brady, good afternoon.
Hey, Ollie, how are you?
I'm good, Enda. The Italian mafia boss isn't, because unfortunately he's died in prison.
Yeah, this is a very, very nasty man. He must have been responsible for killing and murdering hundreds of people over the years. This is Toto Riina. He was originally from the town of Corleone, which of course was famous in the Godfather movies, and the ironic twist was that Corleone gave the world Toto Riina. They called him the boss of the bosses, and he was. This was a guy who went from Corleone as a small-time local rural criminal. He basically wiped out the bosses of the other mafia clans on the island of Sicily, and then in the 80s and for much of the 90s, he waged war against the Italian government. You remember the judge, the anti-mafia magistrate Falcone, who carried out that massive trial in the 90s. Well, they put a crater about half a kilometre wide in the motorway in Sicily, purely to kill him, and this was on Riina's orders. Toto Riina has passed away overnight in prison at the age 87. He lived to be 87. Wow. A truly nasty individual.
Now, Boris Johnson's first trip to Ireland as foreign secretary, what's he had to say?
Quite a lot. I'm hoping that he listens to the man standing beside him on the platform right now, where he's addressing the media in Dublin. Simon Coveney is a very, very switched-on politician on the Irish scene. He's the Irish government minister, Boris's counterpart. And Coveney, for my money, he really, really is very, very sharp. And for all Boris's bluster, I do hope Boris leaves Dublin today. If he thought he was going over to a nice diddly-idly day of drinking Guinness and lots of buffoonery and dropping comments that everyone would laugh, you know, that Boris thinks that the Irish are a soft touch when it comes to this Brexit issue and the border, I think in Simon Coveney he has found more than his match. So let's see how it goes. Ireland is ready for the negotiations to come. And the great thing about these Brexit negotiations from an Irish perspective is that there's 26 other countries on your side.
Yeah, indeed. And just finally today, Enda Brady, Wallabies take on England this weekend. What has Eddie Jones promised to do?
Well, he said this with a smile on his face. He's not going to swear this weekend, whatever the result. He got ticked off by his mother in Australia at the age of 93. She got on the phone the other day. She watched some of the match against Argentina last weekend. I can't repeat what Eddie said on the it was on the touchline. It was in the heat of the moment. It's absolutely forgivable. It's fine. But Mrs. Jones was watching back home, and she got on the phone the next day, and she said, "Edward, please, please don't swear on the television." So Eddie Jones, he's deadly serious in his interview. He said that whatever the result against Australia, he will not be using any of the language we heard last weekend.
Yeah, well, I can't swear either. If I swear, my father still tells me, he'll give me a call and say, "Ollie, don't swear." So I understand what Mrs. Jones
is saying. I can't believe you know any swear words, Ollie.
I don't
either. Neither do I.
Yeah. Enjoy your weekend.
And you, mate.